Today, I'm talking to Billy Culk from Let Zepp, a truly global act, internationally recognised as the number one tribute to Led Zeppelin, who will be performing at the Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, this Saturday, the 17th of February. Hi, Billy. It's lovely to see you.
Hello, Lynn. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you? Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
So, Led Zepp have performed in over 40 countries on six of the world's seven continents, the only exception being Antarctica. That's quite an achievement. How long have you been doing this?
It sort of creeps up on you how long we've been doing it, because when we first started, we were just doing small pub-type venues around London for our own hobby. So we did the Dublin Castle in Camden, and Robert Plant came to see us. And after them, we went sort of more professional. That was in 2003, so it's actually 21 years now.
And the great man himself actually saw you performing. Did you know he was in the audience when you were performing?
We were told prior to the show Robert Plant's coming tonight, but we didn't believe it. Like, oh yeah, of course, you know. But it's only a small venue, only 220 people. So when he walked in, there was the doors open, there's a big shaft of light, and there's the silhouette, and it's quite clear it was Robert Plant, you know.
So what did he say? Did he speak to you afterwards?
He said it was like watching himself on stage. He said, I walked in and saw me. And what he did say is, like, he said, well, when Led Zeppelin started, they didn't have a lot of material, so they were doing a lot of cover versions. And he said, if people come to see Led Zeppelin and inspires them to take up the guitar or take up the drums or something, and then new music will come of it, so the wheel turns. And in that respect, he's very much in favour. He's been very supportive.
That's nice to hear. So why did you start, or how did you come to start impersonating Led Zeppelin?
Well, it was an obvious choice, really, because, I mean, in the 1980s, I was a musician that I toured with Roger Daltrey and Ozzy Osbourne and people like this. And then, my son come along, et cetera, and you realise you're not going to be the Premier League of rock bands. So I just wanted to keep on playing for a hobby because, the love of the music. So you choose your favourite band. It wasn't anything else other than favourite band, favourite music, challenge yourself musically. But we had no idea it was going to be a worldwide phenomenon, so to say.
Because he has Robert Plant, and in fact the group itself, but particularly Robert Plant, has such an iconic and unique voice and style. Yes, did that come naturally to you? Is your own voice similar, or do you have to work hard at giving the impression of Robert Plant?
Well, see, growing up with Led Zeppelin, I say favourite band, it's kind of in your psyche, you know, it's something that's always been there. So, yeah, a little bit of tweaking to make it, you get some of the inflections that he does, which are very important, amazing vocal range that he has. Yeah, so it is a lot of discipline to keep that up. And especially every night, people want to hear the songs as they heard them on the record. Sometimes we're in France, we'll do five shows on the bounce, one day off and then four shows, and you've got to be quite disciplined to be able to hit the right notes every night.
He has such a powerful voice. Does it take its toll on your voice then? Do you have to look after yourself?
Well, you have to look after yourself, because being a vocalist, your instrument is kind of always with you. So I kind of save it for certain songs which are powerful. If you take the Rain song, for example, it's quite a gentle song, but then there's this interlude in it where the power comes in. So you can kick in for that and then go back down to gentle again. So you have to pace yourself throughout the entire concert.
You may not know this. It is great to talk to you today, because did you know that on this day in 2004, Led Zeppelin were awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys?
Oh, really? Was that today, was it?
That was the 13th, okay. Yeah. So Jimmy Page, John Paul Jones and Jason Bonham all attended. Robert Plant didn't attend because he was still working on a new album for a tour they were doing.
Yes.
So, yeah, isn't that, that's uncanny, isn't it?
It is. And also, John Paul Jones is a neighbour of mine.
So does he give you tips? Has he seen you perform?
He's the only one who hasn't seen us perform, but he does know Robert Plant came to see. He said, oh yeah, you're the one Robert claimed to see, aren't you? You know, he used to wave at me thinking I was Robert for a while, but now he's got used to the fact that it's not Robert in the local post office, it's me.
Yes, I was going to comment about your hair. As well as having the voice, you certainly have the look. I mean, you've got that iconic mane of fabulous curls. Is it real? Well, I have to ask.
Oh, no, it's absolutely real. I got my mother's hair. And My sister got my father's hair. She was most distraught about that.
But aren't you lucky? And you do have a, you do look like him. There is a resemblance, not just with the hair, but
yes,
facially you're similar as well. So, yes, you're a shoo-in for the part.
Yeah, some say I was born to do this part, yes.
You were, absolutely. What about the rest of the group then? Of course, there's Jimmy Page. It must have been hard to find a guitarist to match that.
Oh, well, we're very, very lucky. We got Andy Gray on guitar. When we were putting the band together, we heard his name mentioned as a young talent. I think he was 33 when he joined us. He's an absolutely fantastic player. People always comment his eye for detail. And he's got all the correct guitars, got the Gibson SG, the, you know, the Dan Electro and the Les Paul 1 and the Les Paul 2. So he spends a lot of time getting the right sounds and the right instruments. And the things with Zeppelin, it wasn't sort of the greatest hits act. When you play some songs like Days and Confused and No Quarter, you can go off on a tangent a little bit. We still keep it in the framework of sounding like Led Zeppelin, but that's where Andy comes into his own, because he can really expand on those parts and show what a good player he really is.
Brilliant. And your drummer?
Well, the drummer is an interesting story. I'm not sure if you're aware, but our drummer passed away last year.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, he was a great guy, been with us for 10 years. And it's going to be a tough job replacing him. But speaking of neighbours, my other neighbour is Chris Blackwell, and he was Robert Plant's drummer in the Now and Zen, Fate of Nations, and all that period. And we approached him, and he said, well, he doesn't really play anymore, but his son, who is 19, is a drummer, and would we like to try him out? So I think he was 18 at the time. He's 19 now, and we thought, we'll give him a go. I've never heard anything like him. He's fantastic. I mean, being 19, he beats the drums so hard, I've never heard. It just sounds just like Bonham, a young Bonham, where he thrashes the kit. But his timing is spot on, his intonation. He's actually a fantastic drummer. And he will have a great future ahead of him at some point. But at this moment in time, we're very pleased to have 19-year-old Jake Blackwell on drums.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Listen, Billy, shall we take a short break and hear some music? And then we'll come back and talk about the tour itself and what you're going to be doing when you come to Tunbridge Wells. Okay. Have you a favourite track you'd like to hear? It's got to be Led Zeppelin. What should we play?
Oh, well, let's go for Rock and Roll.
Rock and Roll. Okay, let's hear it. So welcome back. I'm talking to Billy Cook from Led Zepp, recognised as the number one tribute to Led Zeppelin. They're going to be performing at the Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells, this Saturday, the 17th. So really looking forward to that. So Billy, what can the audience expect when they turn up on Saturday to see Led Zepp perform?
Well, on this tour, we do all the classics, of course, but there's a few of the lesser known songs in there, equally loved, of course. We do try to throw in some of the songs that people are maybe not expecting to hear.
I'm so looking forward to this. It's going to be such an amazing...
Oh, yeah.
It's good to hear that you're going to do the catalogue. You're going to work your way through the catalogue of Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, yeah.
I think people are going to expect to hear that. You're in the middle of a world tour, aren't you? Or are you about to embark on a world tour?
Well, it's just started. We started in Spain in January, and we're in the UK at the moment, of course. But then we go to New Zealand and Australia. Then we're off to Germany, Belgium, Holland, France, and then South America.
Wow. And how long is it going to take you to work your way through all of that?
All year.
Oh, and hopefully you'll have a voice at the end of it. Do you live the rock and roll lifestyle? I have to know.
No, not at all. A cup of tea.
Good luck after that voice. So really looking forward to seeing you perform, Billy. So Led Zepp are performing this Saturday, the 17th, at the Trinity Theatre, Tunbridge Wells. It's a fantastic venue, and the acoustics must be great in there.
Oh, yeah, they're fantastic.
So information and tickets from the Trinity Theatre website, that is trinitytheatre.net. Do you have your own website, Billy?
Yes, ledzepp.com, ledzepp.com.
Okay, so we can check that out. Really looking forward to seeing this. I shall be there. I'll put my jeans on and my leathers and try and look the part.
Well, we can have a cup of tea before the show.
That would be nice. Real rock and roll. Well, Billy, sadly, we are out of time. I hope it goes really well for you and all involved, and, of course, for the rest of the tour. So for now, Billy Cook from Led Zepp. Thanks for chatting to us today.
Thank you, Lynn. See you.